Once upon a time, a glorious World Trade Center stood tall and strong, the center of Manhattan. But after September 11th, 2001,
American life completely changed.
Fast forward to the present. We live in a world where police use sonic weapons and tasers on unarmed citizens during public assembly. Federal prisoners might be allowed counsel for a trial, and warrantless wiretaps apply to the average U.S. citizen.
Hello!
And when you opened your eyes today, you just might have been waking up Orwell.
Listening to a special podcast edition of Waking Up Orwell. I'm your host, Sheila Dean. Florida has become a state-to-federal battleground over nuances of identity compliance. Florida adopted legal regulations into state statutes in 2010 for the Real ID Act. This sent residents into a nosedive where their personal identity articles became subject to intense scrutinies by local DMV offices. Many of the Real ID Act regulations started failing Florida's aged residents who are not able to produce records recognized by the newer systems. The Real ID Act's regulations have been rejected in over 20 states in the U.S., citing cost of the program, digital privacy, and civil liberty concerns over how data is handled by motor vehicle administrators. Adrian Wiley, chair of the Libertarian Party of Florida, took up the cause of Floridians opposed to the National Identity Program. In a YouTube short documentary, Wiley entered his local DMV office to turn in his old driver's license. He then explained to the window clerks that he would not be renewing his license. Then stunned DMV workers watched Mr. Wiley drive away in his car. Adrian Wiley was eventually cited for driving without a license, and his case came before a Pinellas County court yesterday. And now we turn to Adrian Wiley. He is the chairman for the Libertarian Party of Florida. Adrian, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thanks for having me.
Okay, great. So what's going on in Florida?
I'll start at the beginning. As probably your listeners know, the Real ID Act requires, specifically the state of Florida and several other states, requires people renewing their driver's licenses to provide an array of personal documentation. Even things like bank statements and mortgage information, things of that nature. That information is then scanned into a national database, which is accessible by law enforcement agencies all over the country. And I decided that when it was a time to renew my license, I couldn't in good conscience submit to that. So I actually advised the Department of Highway and Safety, Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles, that unless they could present me a warrant, I would not waive my Fourth Amendment rights and present this documentation voluntarily. So they refused to renew my driver's license.
Okay. Okay, so, and I remember, I think that was you, I saw you, a video of you walking out after they said, well, it's up to you, sir, and they're like, he's not doing what we tell him. I can't do anything.
Well, it was, they were polite, but definitely didn't want to address a constitutional issue right there and then. And really, that was, I assumed that was going to be the outcome. And I assumed that in order to really fight the Real ID Act in Florida, I was going to have to be cited for driving without a license and challenge it in court. So my next step is I left the Department of Highway and Safety Motor Vehicles, and got in my car and started calling local law enforcement agencies to advise them that at this point I had no driver's license and I was operating my personal conveyance on the public roads in violation of Florida Statute 322.
So you provoked them. You openly provoked them. You're saying, like, come and get me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In fact, for 2 months I did this. And I was traveling in my vehicle an average of 50 miles a day, constantly trying to get pulled over and ticketed so I would have standing in court. I finally went on a radio program in the Tampa Bay area and told the Pinellas County Sheriff that he didn't have the stones to pull me over.
Sorry.
And within 3 hours, I was getting my ticket. I was surrounded by Pinellas County deputies, and I did get my ticket. So that was a good thing.
Good job. Good job.
and just had our first appearance in court yesterday, didn't go bad, but it didn't go as well as I had hoped. I got about a quarter way through my opening statement, where I was discussing the unconstitutional provisions of the Real ID Act mm-hmm. and citing Supreme Court precedent, and the judge actually stopped the trial and said that the state was not prepared to argue a case of this magnitude, and they said they're going to have to reschedule so that they can prepare a prosecution.
You know, I've got something to interject there. Last night I was watching C-SPAN, because this is what I do on my free time, right? I'm watching C-SPAN, and I'm watching James Tapper and the Homeland Security and Counterterrorism Forum that was featured last night. They had, you know, all the heavy hitters. They had Janet Napolitano up there and foremost vetted experts from the intelligence industries, and you know, they're hawking the fact that we need more fusion centers and more intelligence sharing apparatuses and more databases and more surveillance. And, you know, they said that the ACLU had not convinced them that there was any constitutional argument that the Patriot Act violated the Fourth Amendment. And, you know, this is what they're saying.
Well, that's their ultimate goal, is to have a complete dossier on every American, every detail and aspect of their lives, and also a complete the ability to trace them and track them throughout their daily lives. That's their objective. So, you know, under the guise of fighting terrorism, they're basically turning our country into a police state where every citizen is scrutinized without any cause or justification whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean, it's not based on real criminality. It's pseudo-criminality and a premise that comes actually from the UK called reasonable indication. Not even reasonable suspicion. Reasonable indication. And we're moving into Stasi land when we're talking suspicious activity reports, and they keep doing rendition after rendition after rendition of the Real ID database infrastructure, because as soon as this whack-a-mole reappears in the federal setting, I think they have something called DIVS now, but it has cycled one, two, three, like over the months of July, August, and the summer. There was a move to integrate E-Verify's database with driver's licenses. There was a move to increase the database infrastructure with the DIVS DIVS program, which would create that infrastructure for Real ID that was not there. There was the RIDE initiative, which is a pilot program that's only being taken up in Mississippi, where they are the brokest. So these are the things that have been successively rolling out. Sensenbrenner, the Heritage Institute, are now saying that Real ID is not a national identity system.
That's where they're absolutely wrong. I've been engaged in a 9-month investigation of Real ID as it applies to Florida. And one of the things that I can tell you that I have now verified and will also expose in open court is that Real ID compliant states no longer take a photograph of you when you get your driver's license. What they do now is they take what's called a digital facial image capture. And by Department of Homeland Security rule, this digital facial image capture must be integrated into a facial recognition system. Now, in Pinellas County, Florida, which is the county in which I live, they have integrated that facial recognition database with all the driver's license facial image captures mm-hmm. into a series of video surveillance cameras. So now the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office, and they're sharing this information now with 22 other Florida law enforcement agencies and the Department of Homeland Security. So now anyone whose face is within a range of one of these surveillance cameras, they can be immediately identified, cross-referenced to the driver's license database. So they know exactly who you are, where you are, and where you're traveling. And this process only takes the software 1/20th of a second to recognize a face and get a hit. And in Florida, and probably you've seen this in other states as well, they're now mounting video surveillance cameras on the crossbars of the intersections where the traffic lights are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of people have seen these. They're not red light cameras. They're mm-hmm. angled at a 45-degree down angle at oncoming traffic. So basically, as you're driving under these lights, they're looking directly into your windshield. Now, our investigation has exposed that that's part of what's called the Intelligent Transportation System. And that system, it appears, is now being linked to the facial recognition database.
Mm-hmm.
So these cameras have the capability of capturing, even from a vehicle moving at 55 miles an hour, a facial image in a 20th of a second and identify them. It's an absolutely astounding Orwellian outcome. And that is what we're trying to stop here in Florida. So it's much, much more than just the inconvenience of having to present documentation at the time of renewing your driver's license. This is a citizen tracking system that is being facilitated by the Real ID Act.
You know, I'm not surprised. You know, they're going to start equipping police officers with body cameras, and they're going to start equipping other police officers and pilot programs with not just body cameras, but the iPhone attachments, which, you know, biometrify somebody on site. Somebody's fingerprints. They're going after biometrics. If they could get
Absolutely.
Your eyes, they would.
That in Pinellas County. One of the other aspects of it I didn't mention is they've now issued 170 mobile facial recognition cameras to patrol deputies.
Whoa.
Now the Pinellas County Sheriff's officers in their vehicle, and this was actually exposed in open court yesterday, the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office was forced to confirm that they have facial recognition cameras in 170 patrol vehicles so that the deputies can actually take a picture of anyone and immediately have a complete identification with Social Security number and all the records that are collected at the time of driver's license renewal.
Okay, so what's going on with this is that there was a study released at Black Hat this year in Las Vegas by Carnegie Mellon, which is the college of choice by Homeland Security. Alessandro Chisti released his findings that biometrics could be traced back to a Social Security number. It turns out that this has already been put into not just policy, not just consideration, but it's already moving out. And there hasn't been a vote by the people as to, yes, we want this, or no, we don't want this, or yes, we will pay for it, or no, we will not pay for it. Oh, there's a big surveillance blanket out there. One of it's the Homeland Security Act. That's where the fusion centers and the information sharing environment structure comes from. The other one is the Real ID Act. And they want those licenses. They are pounding their fists and trying six ways to Sunday to reinvent it, to try to get it to go forward. But I got good news for you. Of all the lists of successes that the Homeland Security and intelligence chiefs on C-SPAN were discussing last night, they kind of raised their palms to the air and said, I can't do much with Real ID. States passed laws against it.
Well, a couple of things that you brought up there. First of all, most people I talk to have no idea that this is even happening. And a lot of people take the approach, well, yeah, they may do that someday. No, this is already implemented right now in Florida. If you've renewed your driver's license since January 2010, mm-hmm. you're in the database. They can already do this. They're already sharing this information with the Fusion Centers. They're already linking this information to closed-circuit surveillance cameras.
Mm.
It's a done deal. But the other side of the coin is they've managed to keep this very much under the radar. So one of our primary objectives is to expose this, and the Libertarian Party of Florida is doing everything we can to expose this information. And I can tell you that the state law enforcement and other government agencies are trying their damnedest to stop us from exposing this.
Well, I think it's too late. People have found their own ways around muffled and controlled media. You know, they found their ways to people like me who report news on this, you know, however slanted it may be. You know, it's the news that comes from the people, by the people. And we represent the perspective of those who really are posing a question, a challenge to financing surveillance of the American people, you know, in an arbitrary way. They believe because they've got a privacy office in Washington and they've hired some folks to look out for the civil liberties of people, you know, that you know, we're playing towards those sensitivities. And, you know, I appreciate the lip service, but don't insult my intelligence. Don't insult my intelligence. There are cameras up that are using our money to pay to surveil me, and I haven't done anything wrong other than go, why is this here? I haven't done anything. The psychology of surveillance is exactly this. If they watch you in their little digital fishbowl, you become the enemy. That's how it works.
Yeah, you're exactly right there. And, you know, and we're paying for this.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that Real ID has done, the reason they've been able to implement it in so many states, is they dangled the carrot of federal funding. Now, in a time, so many states with budget shortfalls and so many municipalities with budget shortfalls, if they can get some federal dollars, which of course is our money to begin with, but if they can get some federal dollars to offset those budget shortfalls, they're going to jump through whatever hoops the federal government tells them to, and civil liberties be damned.
Well, that door swings both ways for a state like California, which has kind of had their hand out, and are usually one of the first people to put their hand out successively to the federal government, and the government doesn't deliver on it because it doesn't have it. We're seeing a new thing, which is where the federal government doesn't have the money to give. They've played Big Papa to a lot of interesting special interest, and one of the tactics that I've seen out there is that, oh, we'll pull your federal highway funding if you don't finance Real ID. Go ahead. They don't have any federal highway funding. Go ahead. They're broke. You're not, I mean, if Social Security is being threatened, if old people in your state, the bread and butter of Florida, outside of tourists, if they can't pay for Social Security, good luck.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, it's aside from all the economic issues, and maybe those two things are tied together. I mean, the federal government, of course, can always have the Federal Reserve print more money.
Print more money.
You know what the inevitable outcome of that will be.
Yeah. Adrian, let's talk about what happened with your case.
Well, like I said, it was a... basically, it's a civil traffic infraction at this point. So I went into the courtroom. I had about 20 supporters there with me. And, you know, when it was my turn to go up, I started to present my case. And immediately the judge realized that this was not an ordinary traffic defense here. The prosecution had no idea what to say. They were just dumbfounded. And at that point, the judge said, we definitely need to reschedule this. I think her exact words is, this is a really big deal. This is huge. and we need to make sure that it's fully and fairly vetted. So the case has been rescheduled. I don't have a new court date yet, but they have asked me for evidentiary discovery. Basically, they want me to present my case in advance. I'm consulting with an attorney now to determine whether I have the whether I'm obligated to provide that with them, that information, because my understanding, since I am representing myself and under the Fifth Amendment of the United States Constitution, I shouldn't really have to provide the prosecution with my entire defense prior to a trial.
Wouldn't that be convenient for them?
Yeah, exactly. The burden of proof falls on them. And even though this is a constitutional argument, you know, it is their burden of proof to prove that the real ID provisions as they apply to Florida driver's license issuances are constitutional.
Okay. All right. Well, you will keep us posted on developments.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. How can people reach you if they want to stay in touch with you, give you support, and more or less help get more information about what is happening in Florida with Real ID?
Well, the best thing to do, of course, we're all over Facebook and the social media, but the best thing to do is visit the Libertarian Party of Florida website, and that is www.lpf.org, lpf.org.
Okay. What would you advise people who are dealing with license issues? I know that Kay Beach in Oklahoma is in similar straits, but
yeah.
her orbiting issue is the biometrics.
Correct. Yeah, Kay Beach is a friend of mine, and we've been talking about each of our individual defenses. She's taking a little different angle, but the end result hopefully will be the same, and that is a court nullification of state law that puts a stop to Real ID at the state line.
Nice. Okay, this has been Adrian Wiley. He's taken on the Florida state government. Let's not do this to the exclusion of House Bill 109, sponsored by Mr. Larry Ahern. Talk to us just a tiny bit of what you know. He's your Tampa representative. Help us out. Let us know what's going on with that bill.
It's a phenomenal bill, and I've got to thank Paul Henry of Floridians Against Real ID, and also Andrew Nappy of the Florida 10th Amendment Center for working to basically draft this legislation. And Representative Larry Ahern introduced it. Florida House Bill 109. Will effectively repeal all of the provisions of Real ID that have been recently implemented in Florida. More importantly, the bill requires the destruction of all the documents, personal documents that have already been scanned into the interstate database, and require the destruction of all the digital facial image captures.
Yes.
So it basically not only stops the unconstitutional practice, it wipes out all the data they've collected. So the Libertarian Party of Florida is supporting this bill 100%.
All right, well, we will definitely have a link to that up to the netcast. And so, Adrian Wiley, thank you very much for joining us here on Waking Up Orwell.
Sheila, thanks very much for having me.
That concludes this edition of Waking Up Orwell. I'm your host, Sheila Dean. You can check back for more info at wakinguporwell.info or wakinguporwell.info. You can also check in for Real ID updates at beatthechip.org. Thank you for listening.